Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And I pray, as I've often said to you, I pray that it really will be good food to strengthen you, like a, I don't know, like beef and mashed potatoes and gravy and corn, you know, that kind of delicious meal, whatever your description of a very good meal is. But God wants so much to feed us, and he wants to feed us through his word. So let's take a look today at the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 2, verses 16, 17, 18, and then 21 and 22. It's very short, but pay attention here. Thus says the Lord, I will allure her. I will lead her into the desert and speak to her heart. She shall respond there as in the days of her youth when she came up from the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, she shall call me my husband and never again my Baal. I will espouse you to me forever. I will espouse you in right and in justice, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know the Lord. Brothers and sisters, God wants to draw us so near to him and so close to him. And we think, oh, he's there in another world, but he's not in my world. God is everywhere, and he's right with us. And he wants to speak to us. I will espouse you to right in justice, in love, in mercy, fidelity, that you might know the Lord. That's what God wants to do for us. And that means that we give him some time of every day just to be with him. And if 15 minutes is all you can carve out from your schedule, then may it be 15 minutes, but don't let it always be that. When you get a break and can take a longer time, please do. Because honestly, brothers and sisters, there's nothing more important than prayer that brings you closer to him. Psalm 145 tells us that the Lord is gracious and merciful. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Generation after generation praises your works and proclaims your might. They speak of the splendor of your glorious majesty and tell of all your wonderful works. The Lord is gracious and merciful. They discourse of the power of your terrible deeds and declare your greatness. They publish the fame of your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your justice. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Bring to him your needs. Bring to him your hopes. Bring to him whatever you need. Your illness, whatever the case may be, bring it to him and say, Lord, perhaps you want to use this to make me holier. Lord, I do want to come to you. Help me to follow you. Help me to walk with you, and God will do that for us. Let's take a look now at Matthew 9, 18 to 26. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live. Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all that land. Think of that, brothers and sisters, what God was doing for people. I know that often we say, "Oh, I wish God would do that for me." Well, you know, if you really have a serious illness, take it to God first. Go to the doctors, do what you need to, but come to God every day and say, "Lord, help me, please me. And if it is your will, heal me." Sometimes God allows us this because he wants to use it to bring us closer to him. But sometimes when we ask him, he may take it away. It might be a day or two before you experience anything, but God will bless you. Trust him. And please don't bring everything to God to heal, because God doesn't work that way. But oftentimes, when there is a great need, God will hear your prayer. Brothers and sisters, the Alleluia verse says, "Our Savior, Jesus Christ, has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel." I want to read to you from Archbishop Carroll, who was a Jesuit priest and the first bishop of the United States, Archbishop John Carroll. He writes, "To acquire Christian righteousness and salvation, two things are necessary: to believe with the heart, and outwardly to profess our beliefs. For with the heart, says the apostle, we believe unto justice, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It is therefore the essential duty of every Christian to honor his religion by subjecting his understanding to its doctrines and confessing them openly when the interests of truth require it. It was by complying with the twofold duty that the first Christians contributed so much, not only to the honor of the propagation of our holy religion. When after the passion of our Savior and the first spreading of his gospel, all the powers of earth combined to persecute it and exert the utmost rage of cruelty and torment against its followers, what arms did they oppose to the violence of its enemies? No others, dear Christians, but the arms of an inward steady faith and a generous, open profession of their belief." Notice that. It wasn't just a steady faith, although that's essential, but it was a generous, open profession of their belief. When you're talking, and this is for me, whenever you're talking with your friends, do you bring up the Lord at all? Or do you discuss something from Scripture? Just to bring the Lord into the conversation in some way. Doesn't mean you have to take the whole conversation and do that. But just say, "This is something I learned. This is something I just read, and I wanted to share it all with you." God is very, very blessed by that. He loves you so much. These, joined to the efficacy of a virtuous life, brought at length their persecutors themselves to respect and then to embrace doctrines, think of that, which could raise men to such invincible fortitude. These were the effects of the glorious testimony they bore to the truth of their religion. The times of persecution are now no more. Through God's mercy, you are not now liable to be carried before pagan tribunals to be punished for the profession of Christianity. But if you have not an opportunity of giving this testimony to your religion, there are still remaining many occasions of honor, less splendor, but perhaps not much less difficult and meritorious than those of the primitive martyrs of God's church. Brothers and sisters, God loves us. I don't know that discussion of scripture or what we've learned at Mass today or whatever it may be, sometimes we don't ever talk about that at all. This is for me. Have you evangelized anyone that you love? Have you talked to people? Please, brothers and sisters, read the scriptures daily, and God will open your heart at a certain time to bring to someone else what they need. Please, read the scriptures, new and old, although many times the New Testament will reach people first. We all have different, mentalities, but what we want to do is communicate the scriptures to everyone. And we have to be very careful how we do that, or people will turn away from us. But God loves you. God loves you. And what I'm hoping that you'll do is share the one you love. Share the one you love. Go to him. Say, walk with me, Lord. Walk while I go to this meeting. Walk because I'm with me, because I'm going to meet somebody today that I don't think is in a good place, whatever the case may be, or somebody that I love and know well, and I want to share with them what I've learned from the scripture. It doesn't have to be a difficult time. It could be a time of blessing and joy and true friendship. And that's what God wants to do for us. He wants to show us in so many ways where we can bring him into the conversation. Honestly, I just sit here thinking, God loves you more than you could ever know. He loves me even more than I could ever know until we come to heaven. And that's where God wants us to come. And he wants us all to come together. Brothers and sisters, open your hearts to him today. And then when God has opened his heart to you, and it might be weeks of just reading his scripture, and then you get an idea in your head, and you say, wow, where did that come from? Never heard that before. And it might be God. Test it out with a priest, but it might be from God. Brothers and sisters, God will come to us in so many different ways. A book we read, it may be. But whatever it is, God is coming to you so much. Please listen to him and love him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.